Blog Talk Radio.
Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Fett. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of answer blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell, I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, this your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA, I'm in the building. You know what it is, man, Sunday fun day. Get you a slice. I want to thank you for tuning in with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl, MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And you can always hit us up at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. We got a great show lined up for y'all, as usual, because that's just what we do. Let's get the introductions going. Let's get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line. My girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude, Rap Star, what's the deal?
What's going on? This is Niecy Honey Dip.
Shit. What's up? It's your boy, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, a.k.a. your favorite rapper's favorite rapper, you know what I'm saying, man. What up, Dollhouse Radio? What's going down?
Well, since we giving our handles like that, this needs to be Honey Dip, the BBW porn star, okay?
Oh, shit. Oh, and don't forget the. Oh, hold on. Hold up. It's a battle now. Okay, so, Niecy, tell them they got to get at you on that booby tip because you up on the wall about best butt.
Oh,
go
yes.
ahead, drop it. Man. Go ahead, and get it. Man.
All they got to do is check my pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything, Niecy Honey Dip, NEESE Honey Dip, all that. I'm up for AVN, my first AVN. I'm really rather excited about it. And also for another award for BBWs, it's all BBW award show. And that's January 23rd in Vegas. And then the award show is that weekend for AVN. So I'm like nominated for two awards, and I am really, really, really excited. One pertaining to my booty, I don't know, because I ain't got enough ass, but I guess because it's a pretty booty. I need some.
Okay.
Everybody's telling me don't get none because I got a pretty booty. No dents, no crevices, no, you listen, big as I am, no stretch marks in it. I'm kind of lucky for that, I guess. That's a blessing. Hell. But y'all come on and vote. Help a girl get in. It's all about the fans.
Vote now.
They already know what it is, man. Hey, go ahead, help your girl out, you know what I'm saying? You cash your vote, you know what I'm saying, a couple times a day or whatever. We got to make that happen for me.
Five times.
That's our girl. That's our girl. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I can't find this stuff in the system. That's ridiculous. Because you know what time it is. It's time for EHR announcements, but let's see.
Yeah.
Where do they go? Where do they go? I don't know what to say about this. They've disappeared. I don't know. It's weird. The system is crazy, guys. This doesn't always come easy. It's not as easy as you make it look, man. It's really not. That's what I tell you. Okay. I guess we don't have any announcements today because I don't see announcements. And if I do, we can always come back around to it because we can. And I can do that. So come on, man. Let's keep it popping, man. Ralph Star, what it is.
I think y'all know what time it is. Yeah. We're going to get it popping into this where they do that at. I got a very special one right here. This hits close to home because I actually watch politics enough. I'm up on my current black and brown politics and all about my community and everything like that. This week, TV1 has announced that they are canceling Roland Martin's talk show. Now, being that TV1 is one of the few black stations that's out that actually projects and actually have the point of views of the black and brown community projected into the world, where do they do this at to where they have one of the most prominent people who is speaking on behalf of the black and brown community, and they cancel his show? We don't have a lot. We don't have a platform. Even shows like Fox News, we don't really have that much of a platform to where the black and brown point of view is projected, and a person like Roland Martin is speaking on behalf of us and speaking back at us. Where do they do that at when you have a black station who cancels one of the most prominent people in our time, in contemporary times right now, cancel a show that's about us? Now, their excuses were kind of weak, which leads me to there might be more to the story. But their views on why his show is canceled is because of a few reasons. One, they said that his show failed to broaden the reach bigger demographics of people. It couldn't hold a wide audience, which I don't understand why.
Hold on, Rapsol. Real quick. I'm going to stop you right there. The first reason that they gave you, I'm going to tell you, if nobody's ever seen this man, he's a threat. He's a threat. It all comes down to the audience that he's pulling and money. Dude is a savage. He has like no filter when it comes to what he has to say. And everybody knows he is very, very much pro-black and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not going to pull in, being honest, he's not going to pull in the white dollar. That's just the truth of the matter. At the end of the day, that's what it is. When they said he's not pulling the right demographic, that's what they're saying without saying that. Honey Dip, what am I tripping or?
I'm a little confused because I thought it was for a black station and that was for us. So they knew already he wasn't going to pull a white dollar. I'm confused.
But everybody know that's BET. They're an appendage of BET. BET hasn't been black owned in years.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean that it used to be at one point. I mean, Black Entertainment Television. They do try to gear their shows towards such. However, the heads of the company, the people that's back there signing the checks, 8 times out of 10. Are not people of color. I'm not saying before y'all try to shred me, because I'm people out there, you know, well, y'all try to shred me. I'm not saying that doesn't exist because it very much so exists. Oprah's not the only black millionaire. I'm aware of that. However,
right.
I'm sorry, billionaire. Let me give her funds. Billionaire.
Billionaire. Yeah.
But with a B. But my thing is you're pulling a certain demographic. That's what that means without saying it. They're not going to come out and say that because then people are going to
say, oh, well, they're racist. They don't want them type of problems. But dude was a threat. He's a savage. He's good at he's good at what he does, and he does not hold his tongue when it comes to putting people in their place. He just doesn't. And I don't think I think that's a bad look for them. It's pulling that dollar.
I was very young watching him. I was like a teen when I first started watching it because growing up, my mom, she watches him. She's very up on current events, especially in our black community. She's very up on her current events. And I would sit there and I would watch, you know, CNN with her. I would watch Roland Martin. And ever since then, I would watch him having, you know, to say something when it comes to speaking of us. I'm like shocked. I don't know why, you know, they would say they need to reach a bigger demographic. Like Niecy said, this is for us. But then again, who is TV1 and BET owned by? So I don't know where they do that at. I thought it was for us. I don't know who they want to reach out to, but I thought BET and TV1 was
Specify,
a show
yeah,
that we...
It was there for us because we don't have anything else, really. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is geared towards the other race or other races.
Or just a conglomerate. Just a conglomerate as well, but not focused.
I mean, however, you still have to realize that a lot of that you cannot... We bring it on ourselves. A lot of times we do, just like when we had the whole conversation about patronizing, you know, and keeping the, you know, the black dollar in the black pocket.
We had that conversation, you're right. Mm-hmm.
In the Jewish community, they said that will pass through the Jewish hand 10 times before they go outside of their community. As well with, you know, other ethnicities, you know, with the Chinese, you know, they keep it within their community before they go outside of it. Us, the first thing we will do is get the black dollar and we run and we will patronize other, you know, facilities that may not be so pro-black. But it doesn't matter because people want what they want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right. Or you get people. You get black businesses that. I don't know if you've seen this, but there was like a comedian woman on Facebook, and she's pretty funny. But there was one video that I didn't really appreciate. She was going to she saying that she don't support black businesses because they're unprofessional, and they do this and they do that. She was talking about a crab shack, and apparently she went to the business and they didn't have no crabs, and it was a crab shack. That's what she said, you know, not saying, you know, but you got to also understand that there's other ethnicities that open up restaurants or open up businesses that is not very professional, but because she went to this black business, she deemed all black businesses, that's the reason why she don't go to black business, because there was only one, you know. And there's shows out there that go and they have everything generalized, and it's not for us, or maybe we have like only a section that's generalized. It's like going to Walmart and looking at the hair product section, and we only see that little row of ethnic products. You know what I'm saying?
Now I understand what you're saying, because a few months ago, I purchased lipstick from a black company. This black company is on social media, and that's how I found them. And the lady first sent the lipstick, it had her logo on it. That wasn't what we discussed, and that's not what I'm paid for. I think I talked about this before on the first show. I'm not sure. But that wasn't what I paid for. You know, I'm trying to brand. And I was going to, if I go to a black-owned company, you know what I'm saying? I want to support my own. Well, I want to support you, you know? So... her sending me that, and I called her, and I was like, this isn't what I paid for. I wasn't going to text and email her. No, I'm calling you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm ready to get this going. And I was really upset, and she was like, oh, well, you know, the person who does the labeling didn't come in. Well, I figured, you know, you could use that right now, and you could and just make a little video and promo it. But I'm promoing your stuff. I'm not promoing. Why would I be promoting yours when it's about me? It's not what I paid for.
Right.
You didn't pay me to promo yours. You know what I'm saying? Because I charge for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was really upset. But finally, she sent me the stuff. And when she sent it to me, oh, my God. When I tell you, the logo was horrible. Horrible.
Mm.
The stuff is still sitting in the box up here on my my table. I refuse.
Don't mess with it. Don't mess with
and
that.
And then she brought to me. And then she brought to me about that logo. I was pissed. I did a Facebook Live about it. I'm sorry. I even put it on. It was shredding. It was some black stuff was coming off my lip. I was like, And I did a promo on every single one. Every single lipstick tube that she sent me. And then that's when I showed her logo. And then I showed my logo. Like, if you felt that there was going to be a problem with my logo, that's something that you should have told me. Not just, you know what I mean, pushed it out like that. So, I mean,
right.
That's what I call unprofessionalism. You know, I mean, I'm sure you come across, I've came across some white companies that have sent me some garbage too, you know.
I mean, at the end of the day, man, look, straight up, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter about ethnicity. If you're unprofessional, you're unprofessional. And if you have a good product, you have a good product. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple of black businesses here in St. Louis that I support. And at this point, they're to my satisfaction. And when they're not to my satisfaction, I'm going to keep that shit pushing. And I don't know what the next motherfucker going to be. Because I don't see all that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But... So, that was the end of your, you know what I'm saying, your flight?
Yeah, that was the end of that. I got one more little one. It's just a little one. It's funny though. But there's this thing in Puerto Rico that I guess it's like a trend now that, you know, when you go to funerals and people come and, you know, you see your loved one laid out to rest in a casket, the people come and they, you know, grieve, say their last words, pay their last respects. Somebody took it upon themselves to say, you know what, let's do something different. We want to actually remember this person about who they was when they was living. So instead of laying their body horizontally in a casket, they actually got the loved one's dead bodies posted up stiff in a position that they thought that it would suit them best. So let's say your loved one died and he was a biker. He was in a biker gang. Instead of laying that person in a casket, they would have his body sitting on top of a motorcycle. And people come around and they show the respects and, you know, do this. And the people got the dead people got their eyes open and they dress them up and everything like that. The one family member had their cousin posting up in a chair with his legs crossed with sunglasses on.
Let's go to this line, bro. We got somebody that got something they might want to say, and we're going to see what that's about. So let's go over here real quick. 314, you on the line. All talk, no filter. What's the deal? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good.
I was trying
pretty
to
good.
Find out where did he actually get his information from about TV1, Ken Flint Rolling Morning Show, because I watch him every morning, and I haven't heard one thing about that. I'm actually really pissed off about it because he's the only black news commentator that actually speaks for the black and brown people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm really pissed off about this, you know. So it's like I wanted to find out because I was going to dig and do my research.
Oh, you can Google it. Go ahead and Google. There's a lot of valuable sources out there that actually tells you like the story about when are they going to air the last show. I actually looked at a few sites and everything like that, but it was actually on a couple sites. Like I said, you can do your research in Google and read the story for yourself. But when I found this, there was actually a lot of people who was really upset about, you know, the canceling of the show because, like you said, he is one of the only black voices out there that represents our community.
Yes,
and
then
that is something
the other black newscasters, y'all know we have them on local stations, which are all white-owned, you know what I'm saying? But it's
right.
Like, you know, he's the only one that speaks to our people, about our issues and things that we need to have and what we need to do to make changes, you know, and it's like that was just a blow to me, for real. Wow.
Yeah, like I said, it could be something that's contractual. They might just be writing him out on his contract. So
contract, yeah.
Well, I hope that Deborah Lee picks him up because, I mean, I know she had been making changes, which we all know. If don't nobody not know for real, she really doesn't own BET. She's just the CEO. She's part owner in it. You know what I'm saying? But I have noticed her making a lot of changes over there. So maybe she could pick him up and put news on her station. You know what I'm saying? So that we could have, I think that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
we want to thank you for
fighting shame.
Okay. Yeah, because they need to do some things. But well, I want to thank you for listening to the show, and we sure appreciate you for calling in and voicing your opinion. And we appreciate you keep tuned in with us.
I sure will.
Thank you.
All right.
You have a blessed evening. And that's what's up, man. Appreciate the callers, man. We always appreciate you guys. Hey, but we're going to go ahead and pay these bills. We got to get into a break real quick, and we'll be right back with you. Let's go ahead and slide into this Ty Dolla $ign featuring E-40. Let's get it.
Every time they see me ballin', all my old bitches callin'. Pull up in exotic, I see a little bitch jockin'. Tryna get saved, she wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her. No, I won't save her. Dollar sign a fuck, but he won't date her. About my paper. Real big shit, man, everything Taylor. Vans on like a skater. We eating over here, man, everything catered. She know I'm a player. She wanna fuck now, but I wanna fuck later. She been looking for a baller. Somebody that'll keep her in designer. She ain't thinking about love, oh. She got a mind on my money, can't get it down, think for me. Tryna get saved, she wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. What's that nigga name? Got to save a hoe, man. He ain't me and I ain't him. He a bozo, I'm a real. She take after her auntie, got her mind on my money. Tattoo on her tummy, booty hella chunky. Every time I see her, she look nicer and nicer. Haters throw shade, like a sun visor. I told her that I'm broke, though I'm having my guac. Bitch, I ain't rescue Ronnie, I ain't Captain Save a Thigh. Bitch, make me rich. Follow my commands and I grant you a wish. I'm just a real one from the gravel, from the soil to mud. Well, some of my thugs, they never been to a club. She ain't looking for love, she just wanna take a ride with the plug. Cause she
tryna get saved, she wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her.
Every time they see me ballin', all my old bitches callin'. Pull up in exotic, see a little bitch jockin'.
Tryna get saved, she wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her.
Yeah, if you just not tuning in, you were here with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Die Hoss Radio. If you want to get at us, 646-595-4038. Push the one if you have something to say. If you push no accident, hit the one again, it'll take it back. And we're going to slide into the hot seat, man. This week, your boy, Tyrese, he back in the hot seat. Everybody know he's been going through with his ex in regards to
their baby and all kinds of allegations of abuse and things like that. Okay, well, he came out and he finally apologized for all the ranting and everything that everybody was talking about. And he said if he saw one of his friends do it, he would say the same things, but he was off of his psych meds. So apparently he has some, you know, psychological issues going on, and he had came off his meds, and it just went downhill from there. So inadvertently, I don't think in the moment, you know, when you're trying to explain yourself and you're kind of hyped up, you don't really realize, like, sometimes you kind of blurt things out that don't really need to be blurted out. So,
this has been going on for a minute now. Come on. You believe? I wonder is that like a cover? You know what I'm saying?
You talking about the psych meds?
Yeah, the saying that he's, you know, really on psych medication.
Pleading insanity.
I don't know. Honestly, this was my first time.
Like,
that was my first time hearing about him being on psych meds.
Out the blue, you just came. It's been, what, a month or so that this has been going on? A little more? You got to be. Me, myself, I ain't buying it. But that's just my opinion.
You ain't buying it.
I ain't buying that shit. Girl, please. He know he's trying to cover up because they going in, and he got to do damage control because somebody done sat him down and told him, dude, you're doing too damn much. Sit your ass down. You know what I'm saying? Girl, please. He know he wants that money for that legal fee. You know that money they was going
to get. But be honest, they're really thinking about it. To go that route and talk about the psych med aspect of it, I would think it would hurt him maybe a little bit in the eyes of the court, because they'll say if this man doesn't have enough, you know, he's not with it enough to stay on his meds, knowing that he's going, especially when you're going through a situation, that would hurt
you
him. They'll be like, well, he can't be trusted to stay on his medication and stay level.
He needs to bring all that back. Mm. Well, it's too late now. It's too late.
He said that in this rant, he said that he only married her because to keep her here so she could stay here. I don't know if you realize or not, but that could get you in some big trouble. Huh?
Yeah. Isn't that a child?
He just came out and said this, and he's been doing some shows trying to redeem himself with saying that he came off of his medication. But he also inadvertently, dude, do you know what kind of trouble you could get in doing some shit like that? Because she's from London. So he was trying to, you know, keep her here. But, dude,
all about
do you know what kind of trouble you can get in, bro? What are you thinking?
Mm-mm.
Like, he is on this downhill pattern that I don't know if he's going to be able to slide up out of it. I mean, because he was like, I don't have all these different shows I'm doing. I just do Fast and Furious. And then he was talking about the whole baby thing and how he had the, you know, she was mad because about something about him maybe possibly having a banner sent over the school and all this other stuff. But we all saw the videos. That was already going to hurt him. You know what I'm saying? But the psych allegations about him coming off of his medication, that's going to hurt him too, because as a judge, I would be like, well, you can't be trusted to stay on your medication. You know what I'm saying? So, but what was he thinking to say something like that? Like, don't you think this is a whole nother snowball that's going to, you know what I'm saying, come his way? Saying something like that? You can't retract it. You can't retract that.
Yeah, just like he can't retract what he did. Out there blasting and going on there crying and fake crying, and then he stopped crying, start crying, and come on now.
Somebody needs to tell Jody, too.
It's bullshit. Listen, you already know. It's bullshit. I'm going to have to check this out. I'm going to have to put you numb.
We got the investigator going now. She has to investigate. You got to investigate.
But you know, people got to understand, there's a lot. That's going on a lot, like people marrying people to keep people in the country. That's been going on, like, since forever.
They don't go and admit to that. You know what kind of trouble you could get into doing some shit like that?
Yeah, you can't admit it, but they know. Like, they know. And because he's a celebrity, there's certain ways that he can get around that. You know, us normal people, we ain't getting around that. You know, you see how they trying to, you know, talk about the Mexicans. You know, so, you know, I just look at it. It's comical. This is very comical. Very comical. I just think it's a ploy. I don't know if he's really on medicine. I don't know if he's actually really crazy or he's just claiming insanity to retract a statement and everything like that. I don't know. I just think it's comical. I just think it's real comical.
Well, I'm going to say this. Tyrese, you need to pump your brakes because the direction you going in, you are going to hit a brick wall, and I don't know if you're going to be able to bounce back from that. Mm-hmm. So good luck on that. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. We will make sure we keep everybody posted on that. But also in the hot seat this week, it will be Jennifer Hudson and David Otunga. Okay, so if you haven't heard, of course, you know, they've been filing for divorce now. It's a whole custody battle about their baby. You said what?
They're literally married?
Yeah, they've been married for years.
I thought he proposed and they never really went through with the whole thing. That's what I thought.
No, they ended up going through with it, and now they're in at this stage they're in the custody battle about their kid. So allegedly, gotta use that word. Allegedly, recently he ended up getting the baby for Thanksgiving. So the judge felt like he should be with her for Thanksgiving, but she went and it was about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. She takes the baby to the studio with her and he tells the kid to take the mom and the interactions on the iPad. So my thing is, right, you're using your baby as that, like, you just don't do that. You don't get your kid involved in something like that. That's just so that's some straight bullshit to me. But I feel like she's at fault for taking the kid to the studio that type of morning. And he was tripping, insecure, because he feels like she may have been messing with one of the producers. But you don't ask your child to do – you don't ask your kid to be your personal spy on your spouse, girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the shit you just don't do. So, I mean, what y'all think about something like that, though? Would you guys ever try to pull that kind of cord and be like, babe, Tell me what your daddy said when he with his girlfriend. Do he bring me up? Do he talk about me? What he say?
It doesn't make it right. I'm gonna be honest. So y'all want me to be honest? I have asked
Come on with it.
What your dad say? I do say. What your dad say? I do.
Investigate.
Yes, because I need to know. You know what I'm saying? But then she be on the, I don't even, you know what? She can see him, and this is not actually her biological father. It's the person that she calls dad. You know what I'm saying? My ex. You know, the non-pussy eater. That's for people who've been following the show. If they've been following this show, then they'll know that I'm talking to the specific person. They don't know him specifically, but they'll know the conversation when I say that. But, she'll call me and be like, oh, I seen dad, and he was this and he was that, you know, stuff like that. So then automatically when she come in, I'll be like, well, what'd he say? You know what I'm saying? But then again, she is also 19. She's not a little kid. But as for being a little baby like that, you know, a little one like 3, 4, 5, you know what I'm saying, little, a toddler, you shouldn't
it ain't
be asking
like
them.
She ain't like their kid.
That's confusing them. They're getting caught in the middle. They're feeling like, you know what I'm saying, just all the thoughts. I mean, from me being a person who used to run a daycare and working with kids and stuff like that before I got in the adult industry, you know, I don't think that that's a wise thing to do, because you confuse, you fucking with their mind. You know what I'm saying? Kids love both parents. That they just, you know, long as we've shown them, you know, as parents, you show them love, then, you know, they're going to perceive that, and they're going to know the difference. They're going to know, they won't know the difference. They love you both. They don't want to be caught up in the middle, because then they're going to be feeling like, you know, when arguing starts, they're already struggling with the fact that their household is going to separate. You know what I'm saying? They're used to when they wake up, you know, even if mom is out on the road, dad is there. But when mommy isn't on the road, mommy and daddy is here. You know what I'm saying? You don't do no shit like that. And he don't get no brownie points for that kind of shit. That's some devil shit for, you know, to be doing that to a baby. Cause they, and it's not just babies. 12 and 13-year-olds, they struggle with the separation of their parents also. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, that's a hard thing. It's real hard. I wonder what they call. What you say? She messing with the who? The producer?
The producer.
Well, allegedly. Okay. He felt as though she may have been messing with one of the producers, but it was like 12:30, like 12:30, you know, 1:30 in the morning. I mean, do you really take your 8-year-old to the studio on a school night? Do you really take your 8-year-old and just jump, come bring him out the bed? Like, come on, we going to the studio? No. No.
You trying to get her
you
off
need some
infidelity?
Type of
yeah. That's what you're trying to do. Get her on infidelity using the baby. You know, that's dead wrong. Dead wrong. Trying to say she messing with Uncle Bobby. You better stop it.
That's what you would say when you introduce.
I'm keeping it real, but then, you know, that's what you would say. Somebody who's around, you know, and to him, to that child, he, you know, he's uncle such and such because he's always around. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, that's some fucked up shit. He don't get no brownie points for that shit. You fucking with the baby head. Child don't even know why he doing it. He just doing it because daddy asked him to.
Mm-hmm.
That's dead wrong. Dead wrong.
That's kind of funny you said that. That's kind of funny you said that, because I said that in a song one day. I wrote a song called Baby Mama Drama. Nothing to that, because I don't have any kids. I just see what I see. But in one of the songs, I was like, you know, you telling, you know, my son that, you telling one of my sons, you telling my son that you were Uncle So-and-so. We all know you ain't got no brothers. What the fuck, yo? So, you know, it's kind of funny. So, like, you know, using a child, like, I've never been in that situation personally because, like I said, I have no kids, but I've been that kid where the mother and father are separated and they are beefing and it's hard for them to communicate. I've been that, you know, little connector between the two, like, well, what's your dad doing or what your mom say or something like that. It's not fun. It's really not fun. And a lot of the times the kid don't really understand what's going on. They understand that there's tension, but I remember looking at the whole 50 Cent situation with his baby's mom and his son, and how people would be like, oh, well, you know, how could 50 be doing like this to his son or something like that? You got to look at the situation to where if the kid was living with one parent, regardless if they're going to love both parent or not, if he's or she is staying with one parent, he or she's going to have more influence with the parent that they live with.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they're young and they might love the parent, they might love both parents the same, but because of whoever they live with, they're going to get whatever thoughts and feelings about the parent that they live with now. Then when they go over there, it's different. So it's like if you're a son or you're a daughter and you living with your mom, you're going to hear some things coming from your mom that might be not tasteful about your dad, and because you've been with
unless
her
you're the
for
investigator
so long,
like Nisi, you'll find out.
Yeah, exactly. You'll find out.
I told you, I'm on.
Yeah, I have a vision of like Nisi 5 years old peeking around the corner, like trying to see what's going on. Like, I was like, that's where she first got her investigation from, you know, peeking around the corner, ducking and dodging between couches and pillows and everything like that. And
look, Nisi came out the room with a magnifying glass. Like, I'm looking.
Yeah.
I see you. I see you.
This, Listen,
I
already know. You know what?
In the water.
Listen, baby. Go ahead.
I said you swimming underwater, breathing through a juicy juice straw, trying to see what's going on.
Full investigation.
I don't know why. I just can't help it. I gotta know. I have to know certain things, and I need to know the truth. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I look at things like common sense. You know, some people don't have it, but I'm trying to find out what's going on. You know, I don't know my age bracket. I got a little wisdom. You know,
hey, I ain't got nothing to say. And on that note, we gonna go ahead and get into this break so we come back and get into them honey dip songs. I ain't gonna do you in, man. Let's get that to call in.
Slick Amsterdam. Amsterdam.com.
You ain't never got a question what it was or what it is. Baby, you're a blessing. You are everything I need and more. You ain't never gotta worry about me loving you. You are all I want. You know I'm all yours. When you're not here, it's like I'm lost with no clue. It's crazy but amazing, I'm so into you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm proud of what you don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. So baby, let's see if you're you are my love, I got it for you.
Some quality today.
I hope you be forever, forever and another lifetime. What we got is oh so special. You hold the key to my heart. I know I never gotta worry about you hurting me, hurting me. Trust and loyalty, you give that to me. Can't you see that you're my missing puzzle piece? It's crazy but amazing, I'm so into you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm proud of what you don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. So baby, let's see if you're
okay, if you're just not tuning in, you on with All Talk Don't Filter right here at Dollhouse Radio. We finna get into them honey dip thoughts. What's the deal?
Hmm.
What's the deal?
Lord, you know, I'm going to be nice today for a minute. And my thing is, I'm going to speak from both sides. Well, not from the male side because I ain't no man. But I've been in two different type of relationships. One is a bisexual relationship. One time that didn't work. And you know, with men. And my thing is, why do we as women just settle? When you know the person ain't shit, you've experienced that shit, you know they on drugs, you know what I'm saying? They're not trying to make a change, not trying to get clean. You know, I have someone who is a really good friend of mine, and I feel for her, you know what I'm saying, because she keep going back to the same old shit. Like, you know the man ain't going to change. The man 40-some-odd years old. Is it? He ain't finna change. The nigga smoking crack. Like, come on now. If he really wanted to go get that help, repeatedly knowing that it's interrupting y'all relationship, and when they're good, they're really good. It's like I look at it and I'd be like so happy for them. You know what I'm saying? But then it don't make a difference. At a certain time of the month, that nigga ready to go. Like, why do we settle? And it, you know, and I'm sure it's the other same way for men. Why do you settle when you know that there is something better out there? Me, myself, just getting out of, not just, but been out of a relationship that I was involved in for 9 years. You know what I'm saying? Well, hell, we ain't going to say 7 of them years he was locked up. But anyway, getting away from that relationship, I was still with him regardless. We wasn't in the same bed, but he's home now, and he ain't shit. He's still doing some of the same shit he was doing when he was home 7 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And when I say it like that, I mean like the cheating, the this, the that, the things that he ain't got no business doing. When you know I do it all. You know, there's little I mean, thing I ain't gonna do. There's no reason for you to go outside of the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Listen, unless that bitch is rich and she paying all our bills. And I got a whole bunch of condoms for you. But I sell that ass quick. No.
But see, a lot of it, you know what I'm saying, people get into relationships and marriages out of convenience. That's just like even with the back to the Tyrese thing. It was a marriage of convenience.
I understand that,
you know.
I understand the convenience, but the convenience in a lot of cases, like you were saying, for the girl because she needed to stay in, you know, probably the U.S., America, whatever. So, but I'm talking about when you fucking with somebody who he didn't know the bitch wasn't shit. He probably was with the whatever. You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, you know, it wasn't for the money because I'm sure he had more than her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the situation. You wouldn't even be asking for that child support if that was the case. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to hire on somebody if you already got it like that. Not for the child support.
Well, some people just like bullshit, though.
The opposite person is no good. When you know this opposite person is no damn good, whether you be a man or a woman, or a woman and a woman, or a man and a man, regardless. I'm talking about, either way it goes, you know the person ain't shit. You know what they've done to you over and over again. I would be a damn fool myself to go back to this man after knowing he was doing this to me before he got locked up, and he got right out, and he did this shit again. You know what I'm saying? And I'm staying at
but
home.
But people do this kind of stuff every day, though, Niecy. People do this kind of stuff every day, though. If a person is never willing, if they keep doing the same repetitive thing over and over and over again, you know what I'm saying? A leopard, 8 times out of 10, I'm not going to say 10 out of 10, 8 times out of 10, don't change its spots. You know what I'm saying? But some people are enablers. You know what I'm saying? You can't, if you keep going back to it, you can't bitch about it because how am I fucking up? But you going to come back, though.
That's the crazy part because she said, like, you know, I knew to get away. I gave it that chance. I said, if you do this, you do A, B, and C. You do this shit, I'm gone. I ain't opened up my door in 3.5 months, and I meant that shit. Nigga, you can't come up in here. You can't come up in me, and you can't come up in this house. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the way it is. And I have begun somewhat of a new relationship. You know what I'm saying? And I like the person. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it has something to do with self. Because I have this conversation with my mom a lot, and when we talk about relationships, you talk about settling and everything like that. Now, when you speak of settling, what do you mean as far as settling? Like when you say settling as far as you think that there's something better out there, but you're dealing with the same bullshit, or
Like it's just a broad statement. Like my mom, my mom said that she settled, like she don't want to settle for a man. Now her situation is because my mom has two master's degrees. She has a bachelor's degree, two master's degrees, and MBA. And she's saying that she cannot find no good black man within our city. But I look at her and I say, well, if that's all what you're looking for, then you'll find it. But you won't guarantee, just because you will find a man with two master's degrees and an MBA, that doesn't mean that he will make you happy. And that's a lot of people. People stifle themselves because they look in for the stuff that they want in a person, but that's not all what it is supposed to be in a person. You know what I'm saying? So when I look at her and say, "Well, yeah, you're right. I'm not saying that you know you should date a person who's completely ignorant, but everything that you want in a man that you say you want in a man, what if you actually got that man and you still wasn't happy? Then what was your quest for? What was your quest for? You know what I'm saying? So when you say, you know, when you're in a relationship, you definitely got to be in a relationship that makes you happy as an individual, as a person, that no matter what you do out in this world, when you come home, you can say, you know what? I can't wait to come home to my baby, you know. And all the bullshit and the fucked up shit that's out in the world, you know you got somebody that understands you. And that's the whole thing about it. You know, a lot of people, they just, you know, a lot of people, when they settle, it's more comfortability, or they don't want to date, they don't want to move on, they don't want to start the whole process of the whole dating over and everything like that. It's more comfortability. It's more self.
And then you have to not get just overlooking something confused with settling. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes might be certain things that you really don't per se dig about the person that you're dealing with, like, you know what I'm saying? But you will overlook certain things because it's all about picking your battles. Like with your mom, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's the company that she's in. She needs to be with company of her caliber if she's ever, you know, and her settle. Don't confuse it. It's not a settle, but her substitution may be the fact that he only has one master's degree. You know what I'm saying? With her having, you know, two, three, four, however many master's degrees, okay, well, maybe the person that she decided to deal with instead don't have to have two or three. I'll settle for one. Not necessarily settle, but I'll take one.
See, I think I understand what you two are saying, but when I say when it's someone who is bringing you down and you know they're bringing you down, you know what I'm saying? And you're always complaining, like you were saying, SEL, don't complain about it. You know what I'm saying? Hell, if you don't want to make a change on it, then don't complain. Obviously, you happy with that shit. Don't be all upset, this motherfucker this and this motherfucker that and da, da, da. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, bitch, you like that. You know, I didn't like it. And I got the hell away from it. For me, that's for me, though. You know what I'm saying? And I moved on to something totally different. You know what I'm saying? Because this person is nothing. The person I'm dealing with is nothing like it. I would never in a million years think or thought when I look at the person that this is the type of person. But I had to stop and sit back and say, I keep on going for the same type of man. They're all the same. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I done had relationships before this one, the past one. You know, plenty of them. Hell, I had to. I got three kids.
Maybe you like the turmoil. Some people like turmoil, man.
No, I
real
like
talk,
that.
Like,
you know, I like that roughneck. That, you know, I used to like the roughneck. And
that's why I like
boy,
that. I like that roughneck. It ain't
killers.
No simple roughnecks out here, girl.
I like that.
It ain't no simple. It ain't no simple ass roughnecks out here.
I used to like it, but no. SEL, I done grew as far as I feel as a person. I don't got it. Like, I did time. You know what I'm saying? So why the fuck I want to fuck with somebody who can't stop doing time? You know what I mean? I don't want to live that way anymore. I want more out of life, and I feel that for me, that comes with growth. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody don't grow. Some people stay stuck. I won't be stuck. I'm too old to be stuck. I've been stuck. I've been raising kids, grandkids. I want it. You know, it's time for a bitch to live. You know what I mean? So, you know, I want to enjoy life. And I can't enjoy it being locked the hell up. So I want somebody who wants something out of life, you know? So that's why I chose to find a different type of man, and I didn't even choose to find him. Actually, I knew him. I knew the man for like 7 years, 6 years, 6.5 years. You know what I'm saying? But never would I have ever thought that this would be the person that would pique my interest. You know what I mean? And even the little
opposites, opposites attract. You the bad girl.
Yo, listen, he'd be mind fucking. He'd be fucking the shit out of my brain. Okay.
But that's what that's what it is. You always go to the mind first because that's
breath.
Gonna be there.
Because I have not, we have not had physical, you know, relations. We haven't had physical sex. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I'm thinking that maybe us waiting for a couple more weeks, a few couple more weeks too. That maybe that'll make things better. We do talk every day. We do talk most of the day, even when he's at work. They be texting, but his couple in Facebook live, you know, private live. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I saw him last week on the show, and he made the changes.
Oh, yeah.
He listened to the show. He made the changes. And you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
She turned on, dog. If a person really turned and you tell them, a closed mouth don't get fed. So when you tell a person, be like, hey, this really, really fucks with me. You know what I'm saying? Or I can't take this because if you try to sit there and brush it under the rug, it's only a matter of time before the whole thing implodes.
You know what? That's
sometimes in an ugly demeanor.
That's the right type of person that's for you. When you tell a motherfucker and they not making no changes,
and they do
you
it.
Just still dealing with them, then you're settling to me. You know what I'm saying? To me, you're settling. You just what? It ain't that much convenience in the world. He ain't going to never change, or she's not going to change. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to change. And then yet you come and you complain about it. You know, I complain. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't complain. I came online on the show complaining, and the nigga made the changes that I needed him to make. You know what I'm saying?
That's
he
right, boy. Team good boy. Team good boy.
What is that I am?
I said, that's right, boy.
Say?
Team good boy.
Yes, God. Yeah, I got
you. Never
me.
Know
I got
what
me.
God, you never know what God sends you. And you can't, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it might not be in the package you thought it was going to come in. So, you know what I'm saying?
But
open
it
up and play with your toy.
It took for me to walk away and not settle for the same old drama, the same old bullshit to even see that prize that was coming to me. You understand what I'm saying? That gift that was, and that gift at this moment is this new person. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't all about sex because we haven't even had sex. We talked about sex, but we haven't done it. So it's of getting to know each other, and he makes me feel good. You know, I don't see why a woman or a man would want to be with someone who doesn't make them feel good about themselves. You should make you both of you feel good about yourself, and that is the way to build. Why would you want to fuck with somebody who every time you turn around, you upset? Every time you turn around, you arguing. And I never, out of all my relationships, all my years, and it's a whole bunch of them, 99 of them years, and need to find someone that just the conversation alone, the person has a job, the person takes care, has their own, the person has all their own car, has their own home, owns their own home, and I'm, you know what I'm saying, I ain't got to carry him, you know what I'm saying, he's doing his own fucking thing, and don't have a problem about the fact that his bitch do porn, you know what I'm saying, don't have a problem with it, because he knows once I come to him, it's that's his time, and it's all about him. But a lot of women don't know how to juggle that. Nor do
you know what you signed up for when you stepped in this.
He already know what he
Drop
signed
them
up for.
Drop them handles on
he
them, y'all.
What he signed up for. I ain't settling.
You ain't settling. Drop them handles, girl.
I ain't
settle on that.
I'm happy. I'm happy with Bay.
Drop the handle, girl. Come on.
Yeah, but, you know, my thing is you don't have to settle. If that person is out here for you, God's going to show you. It's just up to you to recognize, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes we don't recognize, you know what I mean? I was waiting on this fool to get out for years. I wasn't
Nisi, here. Honey, dip. It's a wrap, baby. Calm down. Put the fire out. Drop your damn handle. What the hell? You don't want this, girl? What's in your ears? Drop it.
But that's your topic. You don't got to settle for just anything. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like you have to just stay in something just for comfortability, especially when that comfortability is giving you hell. You know what I'm saying?
Tell them how to touch you. Tell them how
listen,
to touch it.
Niecy Honey Dip, Niecy Honey Dip on everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My email, if you got a booking, NiecyHoneyDip@yahoo.com if you got a booking. You know, and you can also, if it's for filming or walkthroughs or anything else, Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. That's my manager.
Yeah. And it's your boy Rackstar. You can get at me on Facebook, Cameron Cortez, or go on Facebook search and search Rackstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, the resurrection of hip-hop. You can find me on YouTube, Rackstar412. You can find me on Twitter, Rackstar412. And you can find me on Independent Music. You can find me, you know, just Google the kid. You know what it is. Don't worry about it.
All right, y'all. We appreciate everybody that tuned in with us. We appreciate you for spending your time with All Talk No Filter. We are here each and every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, for your pure entertainment pleasure. Thank y'all for chiming in with us. We love y'all. We see y'all next week. We up out of here. Let's get it. Doll Hollows.
I left no time to regret. Get my dick wet with that same old bed. Oh, and you and your head high and your tears dry. Get on without your guy. And I went back to a new, so far removed from all we've been through. Oh, and you tread a double track. Your odds are always stacked. You'll go back to black. We only said goodbye with words. I know 100 times I go back to her and you go back to you go back to